Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Barkala or Martinelli, Antoine? I knew you were going to do this.
Do
I literally knew you were
going to
do this.
The hesitation is a crime.
I knew he was going to do this. I knew you were going to say Barkala. I knew you wanted to say Barkala.
It's just
like, you're so stupid. Oh,
Barkala
my
or Rashford?
This is why I was so mad.
Huh?
Barkala.
Okay, oh, Barkala.
Barkala or
we here.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to episode 48 of the Real Football Podcast. Mm. It is a cloudy Monday morning here in
Depends
Toronto.
Depends where you are.
It's been a while since we've done the weather report, guys.
I feel like I missed it.
Anyways, we are here. We are remote again. As always, we've got this whole thing down. We've got a lot to talk about today, boys. We got the Arsenal game beating out Spurs in the North London Derby. PSG, our Liga and champions. Who shocked? Nobody. Man City just won't drop points. Liverpool are in absolute crisis, but they have their new manager confirmed. And we got a Champions League preview. We got all that to talk about. On the top of my Zoom screen, once again, is Blake Talibas.
Hello.
The host of the meeting.
Big title.
And we got Antoine here as well. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. These episodes, I feel like they're ramping up so quick. Like we're getting so close to 50. I swear it was like 2 days ago we filmed 47. It's like, fuck you. It's getting there.
I know. Antoine, I was just saying, episode 50 lines up the week that the Arsenal game, the Arsenal versus United game happens. It's on that Sunday. So what if, theoretically, we watch the game together, we record episode 50 right here in my basement all in person, and then we go play footy, and then...
Yes.
No, but this is how sadistic
excites me.
Julian is, because you know for a fact this game is the biggest game of Arsenal season now, because they've done well before. Why would he... His team sucks. Why in anyone's right mind would Julian want to watch one of the best teams in the league play his struggling United side? Because he knows that somewhere inside of Arsenal, there still is this shaky and scared, and not even inside of Arsenal, but just because it's such a big game, he knows that there's such a good chance that they come out with a result. That's why he wants to watch with me, because he wants to see me fucking suffer.
No, Blake. I just want to have a good time with my friends and celebrate 50 episodes of this podcast. I love.
But like that too, it sounds better.
Yeah, exactly.
But really, you just want to see. You just want to see our.
And I know. I know we're gonna get. No. I honestly think we're gonna get absolutely clapped in that game.
I don't know, honestly, man. I don't know.
Where is it?
Old Trafford.
Yeah, it's at Old Trafford.
Never know. Some Rashford magic,
I guess.
Gross. He always scores against us too.
He does.
Yo, I don't want it. Yeah, I don't want it.
Hopefully freaking Miles can be there for it. I swear to God.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, hey, we are without Miles. We're without Miles once again. This guy is grinding. He's at work at 9 in the morning.
He's getting
this
that bread.
Can pay for
he's
the next bread. 5 Nando's trips that we do.
That's crazy.
Yeah, honestly, bro, the first episode he missed, he was like, boys, Nando's, I got us covered.
I know.
Did he actually say that?
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God.
When he, like, canceled last minute on us? Yeah.
Wait, have we all missed an episode?
Me and Anto, I think we haven't missed an episode technically, but we've been the reason episode's been kind of pushed back.
Oh, I see how it is. Okay.
But you've never been in studio. An episode's never gone out without Anto or I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Blake?
So anyway, Arsenal won this weekend.
I think we want to go PSG first.
Do we? Okay, let's go.
Let's do it. I don't know what you want to talk about here. I don't know what's going on with PSG.
Congratulations, Anto.
Thank you. A little round of applause to PSG. Appreciate it. It was a tough season.
You also drew 3-3 with Havre. Talk to me about it.
Hey, we're champions. Do the results matter at the end of the day? It's not how you get there. It's if you get there.
Antoine, be so honest.
You are down 3-1.
Be so honest with me. Like,
yeah. Did I watch the game? Absolutely not.
No, talk. Okay. Like, what about, okay, what was the feeling when you saw that you were champion? Like, was it just like, oh?
I was at work.
He wants a taste of it.
I was at work, and I opened my phone because, I don't know, I had nothing to do, right? So I go on my phone. I see Fabrizio Romano post a post. It says, PSG are champion. I was like, oh, nice. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just another day.
Damn. That's called serial winning right there. That's what I want. That's
I didn't even post it on my story because I knew I was.
I was about to say it. It's like I didn't even see the post.
No,
it was like 1 a.m. That's like 1 a.m. last night. I'm like,
because then I know Naps is gonna answer. He's gonna be like, you guys are so shit in the Farmers League. So you know what? I just left it.
Bro, why are you letting that affect you, respect?
I'm really not.
This guy's a Chiefs fan. Why are you?
That's crazy.
But hey, happy for you, Antoine.
Yeah, fair play.
Happy too.
Really happy that you overcame the odds. And you know, this is a moment in sporting history.
Who would have thought?
Not us, that's for sure.
Hey, we're talking about it being like predictable that we win the league, but the work that Luis Enrique did to this team, I know it's expected that we should win the league every year because of the team that we have, but he inherited a rotten squad with zero chemistry.
That's fair.
So for him to be already, he has two titles already and he can get two more, a little quadruple loading hopefully. I don't think it should go under the radar.
Wait, quad? Yeah, you guys have a quad going?
Yeah, we have a quad going, a little quad.
So what, the League Cup, obviously the...
So the League Cup, then at the beginning of the season, the winners of the League Cup play against the winners of the league.
Bro, so you're not calling
like the Carabao Cup. Or no, it's like the Community Shield, kind of.
No, that's no not...
to the Carabao Cup.
Not a trophy.
But we count it over there, so...
Oh, my God.
And then, obviously, the big years.
Okay, fair. Hey. Fair. No, that's a good point though. Like the
has your
real...
team ever won a quadruple, Blake? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was just okay. I was just about to compliment Enrique and what he's done with the PSG team, but you know
go ahead, do it.
I don't want to anymore. I'm good. Respectfully, I'm good. No, but I was gonna say Enrique, you're right, has done a really, really good job, and we're very hard on PSG, especially in the league. But I think the Champions League performances have really opened our eyes to what his plan is for PSG, and I think it's exciting to see, especially as a PSG fan. So it's good.
And I'm surprised. And I'm surprised the plan is going this well so early on, because I know this doesn't seem like this to you guys, but really, this year is a transitional year for PSG, and I'm not even saying that with any sense of humor whatsoever, because it doesn't seem like it from the outside. But
well, I think it did though. At the beginning of the year, it did. Remember, we were all you were like, yeah, we have a chance to win the Champions League, blah, blah, blah. You were kind of taking the mic, kind of not. We're all like, nah, this is a, I don't know, we could see you making it to the round of 16, but no, you're right. Like, they're overperforming in that aspect for sure.
I do agree. The results of the project are coming early, which I like.
Yeah. This is also the season where you have Mbappe. I feel like next year, assuming he does leave, will be the true start of like the transition.
I'm really not that scared for when Mbappe goes, because I know like what a recruitment team, how they're good and what they do and how they can replace players. I honestly wouldn't even mind if we don't replace Mbappe right away. I don't want there to be a rush in spending the money on a player that won't put on performances. If it's like an Osimhen, I don't want an Osimhen just because he's hot and he's doing good, because I personally think he's a little bit overrated. Also, we already have a striker, you know, so I don't want to rush that process of replacing Mbappe, because I feel like it could backfire on us a little bit.
More Colomwani minutes.
Colomwani was a beast at Frankfurt. Speaking of Frankfurt, now, you know, you guys know Ekitike?
Huh?
Ekitike, you never heard of him? Okay, basically, he was playing for Nîmes. He went crazy one season, scored a bunch of goals.
He was playing for Nîmes. Sorry, Drew. Sorry. He was playing, the striker? Is he a striker?
No, I should have known. But he's been in the news lately.
This is all going to tie up together. The story will tie up together. Okay. He's playing in Nîmes. He was scoring a bunch of goals. We signed him. I think he was like second top goal scorer in like 2021 for Ligue 1. So we signed him with great potential. Next, tipped to be the next big thing for PSG, the next Mbappe, right? Mm. Absolutely flops. Like, the definition of a flop. No minutes, no goals, no contributions, no football IQ, nothing. Goes to Frankfurt, balls out. Balls out. And now he signed a permanent deal at Frankfurt. So maybe it's just the Frankfurt way of playing that gets the French strikers going.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I feel like, how do you spell his name? E-T-I-K something?
E-T-I. E-T-I-K-I-T-E.
I feel like I packed him on FIFA, maybe. But
yeah, you definitely have.
Yeah. That's about it.
Shout out Leverkusen, too. Speaking of Bundesliga.
Did we the way they're keeping
that streak alive is
crazy. I don't think we've talked about them. That's bad. We should talk about them now.
We definitely should talk about them.
Yeah. Just, it's insane. Like, and not just the fact that they're very likely going to go undefeated. It's the fashion and they're doing it. It's like late winners and
yeah,
like crazy, like when dramatic. When you think
they're down and out, they're just not.
I know. It's insane. And like, I love what Jack has said. You've definitely seen it, but he was like, Arsenal did it 20 years ago. Why can't we do it this year? And it's like, you know what, Jacka? Why not? Why not? Go do it.
Sure, mate. This is even more impressive, though. They're doing it over like every competition. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get the feeling a little bit that they're gonna lose it because they look a little shaky.
Is that just a result of them just absolutely just partying the night away just because they won the Bundesliga? Is that why? Because I've seen comments of fans saying like they look drunk in the first half. They look like they're still hungover from last night.
I think so. It maybe, definitely has.
Yeah, I think definitely has a play for sure.
And just burnout, just general burnout. Like,
to be that consistent for so long in a season, and insane.
And there's got to be a mindset shift, even if it's subconsciously. Once you win the league, it's just a difference
Of course.
It's not the same hunger. You're and like, same, it's done. Like
it's yeah. Not. Yeah, you don't get a trophy for being unbeaten.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if they don't go unbeaten, no one's going to be like, ah, oh, fuck you, you suck. That wasn't the goal.
It'll still be remembered as a crazy run.
Yeah, they achieved the goal, so.
Yeah. They have two games against Roma in the Europa League semis, then potentially a final after that. They have a game against Eintracht Frankfurt, who are currently sixth in the Bundesliga, and then VfL Bochum, Augsburg, and DFB Pokal final against Kaiserslautern.
Kaiserslautern made the fucking final?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Dude, that DFB Pokal.
What you know about like, Kaiserslautern?
The whole tournament was insane. The whole tournament of that DFB Pokal. Just a bunch of underdogs coming
bro,
through.
Bro, that's crazy.
Like,
so fun.
Like, do you know Kaiserslautern for the same reason I know Kaiserslautern?
What's your reason? I don't know.
A career mode series from like FIFA 15 from Chani Sports.
Oh, is that probably, bro? Chani Sports, are you kidding me? Fuck, what was his intro? He had it. Hey, hey, assistant coach, how are y'all doing? That's what it was.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, Chani Sports, my guy, are you kidding me?
That's how I know Kaiserslautern, bro.
Bro, did you watch MGH at all?
Of course, bro. The Arsenal career mode every single year.
MGH, bro.
That's why you don't know Portsmouth, too, and Bournemouth, too. And he did Bournemouth one. That's why you're a Bournemouth fan.
That's why I'm a Bournemouth fan. It's because of MGH, bro. Oh, my guy. You know what's funny? Sometimes I see his... I don't know where he does it, but I think he has a podcast. Or maybe just goes on his YouTube and he just talks about the Arsenal game after every game. And sometimes,
yeah,
like,
I think he does.
You know how the Chelsea lad, the Chelsea fan, is always, I forget his name. Is it Rory? The guy who's always like,
yeah, yeah, Rory Jennings,
flipping
yeah.
amazing. Like, they're just so good, and I just can't believe it. But MGH has those ones where he's like talking, and it's like really, really orchestral music in the back, and it's all
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
yeah. It's funny. I like it.
It's so funny. I still look up those YouTubers from time to time, and they just have not pivoted at all. Like,
really?
It'll be the exact same videos that they did in like 2015. It doesn't, bro.
Oh, it doesn't?
Well, it doesn't.
No. They're plummeting.
Well, the thing is, career mode is such a niche. Like, it's such a niche.
It is.
Career mode is either like so niche. And it, the game
is
itself,
like, literally dying
now. The game
now.
Itself has barely changed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So even general is just dying.
Yeah, no.
Like, absolutely. Some have pivoted. Like Spencer FC used to do. Not great. He was more Ultimate Team, actually. But
oh
they've
God.
All, like, pivoted.
Did you ever watch the Cerati kid?
Maybe. Yes.
Are you talking about? That was so good.
Was that the clip where, like, he packed Adam Johnson?
Yes, yes. I think, like, it was. I think it was.
He
it
does
was.
Only have 70 pace, and he does...
Bro, take me back, dude. Oh, my God.
Life was so simple back then, eh?
So good.
Nothing to worry about.
Anyways, just, yeah. Anyway, shout out Kaisers Lauten, innit?
Sorry. Okay, one more guy. He's new. His name is Barfy Boy.
Mm. Barfy, I never heard of him.
He's newer. He's like one I watched in the last like 2 years. But his content's like, it's longer form. It's good. It's really good. He's good.
I just thought of another one. Momo FIFA HD.
Oh my
god. Yeah, he didn't do
I knew Antoine
though.
Would know that one.
If
he didn't do cream mode. He would, if you want cool.
Oh, is he French? Oh, is that god. Why?
No, I don't I have no idea.
Well, I mean, he probably
I just loved his intros.
Probably is French, but
one of those like French with spice kind of countries. You know those. Anyways, shout out Kaiserslautern, shout out Chaney Sport. That's like the most absurd reference I think you've ever had on this podcast, bro. That
yeah,
is insane.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, anyways, shout out Leverkusen, because good chance they go unbeaten. What's the other Europa League semifinal?
Atalanta,
let's see.
Marseille.
Come on, Atalanta. Big up Marseille, dude. Are you kidding me? Okay.
Do you guys want Bayer Leverkusen to do it?
Yes.
I'm going to ask that. I think I do.
Yeah, I don't care.
I think it would be the first time in like recorded football history that they've gone unbeaten in every competition. I don't know if anyone else has done it.
And either them or Roma. I want to win I want to win the Europa League.
Yeah,
but not the other two.
Yeah.
No, it'd be nice if
why not Atalanta? Somewhere. Who cares? That'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't really care about Atalanta, to be honest. Anyone but Marseille, to be honest.
Fair. Fair enough. Yeah, but I want to see Leverkusen do it. It'll be a nice
yeah, no,
story.
That'd be so
and I think they're going to break the Bundesliga points record too, which is like insane.
Yeah,
like that's the level it takes to beat Bayern Munich in the league.
Wow.
Yeah.
Insane. It's also good that he's staying next year because we can see that in the Champions League.
Yeah,
no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I hope I've seen United in for Jeremy Frimpong and I'm like, low-key, like I wouldn't be mad if that transfer doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I would. But like I want to see that team stay together.
Bro,
I don't want to see Florian Wirtz get signed to Chelsea for 100 million, you know?
When all the fairy tale runs, seasons are done, it's all the big teams that buys them. Monaco, Ajax, Leipzig when they were good.
Yeah.
Everyone bought those players. So to see a team keep the same core 2 years in a row is very rare. But I think this year it could happen because this team is special. And Xabi Alonso probably won't let them go that easy.
It's also like realistic, like with like your Ajaxes, your Monacos of past years, that was like a decent little team making a good run in Europe.
Yeah.
This is like
more.
Leverkusen,
is
like there's like only a handful of teams in the world right now that players could transfer to, and like you're saying they're making a step up.
Yeah.
You know, Leverkusen are like legitimately one of the best teams in the world right now.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Well, I remember we talked about this earlier, or at least I did. Like, what if they're just a new mainstay in the conversation of the best teams in the league? Like, that doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in one season. But you're right. If they can keep
the
core
the
for a long time, why can't they just be, like, the new next team, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I have nothing against them.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But like, you know, like if Frimpong goes from like champions unbeaten Leverkusen to sixth place Man United,
bro,
kind of sour taste in your mouth.
I'll be so mad. Like, you don't deserve Frimpong. He's so good. You're good.
No, we don't. Like, selfishly, I want him, but like,
you literally have Delo. Like, relax. Why do you need anyone else?
I'm just saying, I'm not even saying specifically I really want him, because I like Delo. But I'm just saying we've been linked to him.
Fine. Fair. Mm-hmm. Fair.
No.
Also, there's Let's other positions now. To be filled in that team.
It's not pivot now. Yeah, I know, exactly. I think, like, anyways, I can go on and on about.
What was your result? Did you tie it again, right? Did you tie?
We drew to
Bloody Burnley.
Burnley.
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying. Like, why? Like, how? What is going on?
What do you mean, how? What?
Like, I don't need another explanation. I get it. Like, I just don't understand. Like, how are you so shit? Like, I just don't get it. It's fucking burnt. Were you away at least?
No, we were at home.
Oh my goodness.
Like, it honestly was.
Tell me you played well. Like, tell me you played well.
No, like, very few times. Like, usually when we have a result like this, is the product of like, oh, we played shit. There's no style. We created nothing. Burnley had so many chances. No, we had like a good like 30 shots. We just didn't finish our chances. That was it.
Okay.
Burnley, I'm not saying Burnley had like no chances. But you know, it was just one of those games where just no one was able to finish and we both took one apiece. Also, there's a little penalty controversy at the end. I don't know if y'all have seen it, but you could argue that United should have been given a penalty at the end. And I'm not really one to call out that much because I'm actually leaning towards like it shouldn't have been a penalty. But the issue is 6 days prior in the FA Cup semifinal against Coventry, virtually the same thing is being called a penalty.
Oh, yeah. I did see that then. Yeah.
So that, again, once again, for the millionth time this season, it's a question of consistency. I don't think either of those should be penalties because I think it's more ball to arm than arm to ball. But, you know.
Fair.
Little mistake by Onana to give away a penalty.
So I saw a TikTok outlining all his mistakes this season. Yeah, I'm back on the train that he's just a shit keeper. Like, I don't know, man.
Nah, he's not a shit keeper.
I don't think, no, I've kind of transitioned from him thinking he's a shit keeper to him. He was one of the best players in the Champions League final. He's just having a rough first season. He has so much pressure on him. And
yeah, that's any goalie.
Obviously
that's any goalie, bro.
I know that point you make where you need to perform it right away when you join a club or else you're a flop or like you're not good. But I'm still cutting him a little bit of slack because we've seen this year how good he can be. He played well at the beginning of the game.
Oh, Burnley. He was outside of that little incident, and like I don't want to just brush it off because at the end of the day it costs us 2 points. But he was our best player outside. Fair. Of like he made some incredible saves.
All I'm gonna say is, I know goalies that have very high highs and very low low, and I'm not even talking about football. I'm talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs. Ilya Samsonov. Is like,
oh brother,
the best goalie on the ice sometimes, but holy fuck if he isn't super inconsistent and lets soft ones buy him all the time. So if you want a goalie that's super dynamic, that can maybe steal you a game every now and again, but at their core are not fundamentally good at saving the puck or saving a shot or playing out from the back or handling the puck, I'll stop with the hockey comparisons. But ultimately, in the long run, a dynamic goalie is not what you want. You want consistency. Like, you'd rather, okay, I want to go back to hockey. You'd rather a 9-10 save percentage than like an 8.95, but he can like steal you a couple games. Like,
you're saying United need a Joe Wall.
I'm saying United need a Joe Wall. That's exactly what I'm saying. Everyone needs a fucking Joe Wall. I love the dude. Anyway, sorry. That's trauma dumping, I guess. That's what that is.
And so my dad was at the Leafs game the other day.
He was on screen?
He was right behind one of the nets. So he was on TV the whole time.
No way.
Yep. And guess what he wore?
Little spotlight action. What do you wear?
He wore a Portugal
sweater. City jersey. No way.
A city jersey would be even more outrageous. No, he wore a Portugal sweater for John Tavares. Blake, why are you cringing up there?
What are you talking about? I'm not.
What are you?
I'm not.
No, all the love. Yeah, Leafs are depressing. But what's new? Anywho, we are 25 minutes into this episode and we have not talked about Arsenal yet. How did we do that? You wanna pivot to it, Blake?
Yeah, Riot almost cost us the game.
That simple,
shaky yeah, from him.
As I saw want to talk about shaky keepers.
Well, like, I think that's genuinely the only mistake that he's made that led to a goal this season. I can't think of any other one. Like, maybe there's ones.
No, he made some outrageous ones at the start of the season.
Yeah, but at the start of the season, he was very inconsistent when you were calling for Ramsdale to be back.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
But did they lead to goals, or was it just, like, crazy? Like, I mean, mistakes that, like, not he should have, like,
no, think about the one against RC Lens. You know that one?
Oh, we know that one.
That was only
beautiful
one of
goal.
Only one of them I can think of, but I know there's.
I don't even know what you're talking. What did he do? I can't remember.
He shot the ball out to like the midfield, but a player intercepted it, and that player passed it to the striker, back to the player, and curled it past.
Fair. Either way, it's been a while since he's had a stinker. I don't know what he's doing there. Just clear it. Like at that point too, it's game management. You're 3-0 up in the North London Derby. All the momentum's in your favor. Don't do anything to give them any sliver of hope. And we did that. And then obviously the pen, which was a pen. And it got really shaky. But
yeah,
the whole team clamped down. They won. We needed to win. Every game is a must win. Every game is a cup final now, which is fun, I guess. But nah, the team is like showing good resolve. And I was saying this earlier to Julian before we started recording that no matter what happens with the outcome of the Premier League, Arsenal didn't bottle this season. No matter how you look at it, like this wasn't a season or a title, rather, that Arsenal bottled. It was just City were just better, if that's hard to say, because Arsenal won like what, 16 out of their last 18. They've gone unbeaten against the Big Six and with one game against the Big Six left. That's an insane feat. They haven't lost to the Big Six all season. That's like,
yeah,
that's unheard of, especially for Arsenal. So we'll see what happens. But a season to be proud of nonetheless, which is not something I thought I would be saying if we didn't win at the beginning of the season.
It's a big step up from last year, for sure. Yeah. Last year, the feeling around this time of year was very different.
Yeah. Big up Thomas Partey too.
By this time?
It was done by this time last year,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, big up.
You see what Kai Havertz posted on Twitter?
Yeah.
Did you see what Kai Havertz posted on Twitter?
Oh, God, he's just taking the mic, bro. Good for him.
He does look like a player, though. He does look really good now.
Yeah. Can't wait for him to come off the bench next season.
Can't wait for him to come off the bench?
Yeah, because he's just not our striker.
I guess, yeah. Yeah. Damn. I guess. Good fantasy asset.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. And Thomas Partey, I think Thomas Partey coming back has been huge. He's been a little shaky at times, but his ability in the midfield really complements the other two. So it's nice.
How did you find like the like overall performance? Because Tottenham had chances too. You guys were really good on set pieces, but like if certain chances went the other way, like you're looking at this game much differently.
Yeah, the first 5 to 10 minutes were a little lackadaisical. I don't know if it was just us trying to find our footing in the game or if that was a tactical kind of like, let's see if we can hit them on the break quick. And then ultimately, once we got the first goal, everything just shifted. Like, we really... That's actually not true. It all shifted once Van de Ven's goal got overturned for offside, which I guess it was offside. Like, I don't know.
Oh, no, it did look offside.
Did it? I don't know. Like, it could have got...
To me, it looked clear.
That's fair. But I'll, whatever. I'll take it. So that's really when the momentum shift all into our favor, and then we just never looked back. Saka with a fucking classic Saka goal, which we haven't seen in a while, which is good. I think the performance is fine. Besides the Raya thing, I think it was fine. I think Tottenham's a decent team that's going to get chances, and it's a hostile environment, and we came in there and got a huge lead. Like, besides the Raya thing, I don't think there's much to fault the team.
Especially playing over there, too.
Yeah, this was like a bogey team that you guys got out the way. Like, this is one of those fixtures that you were circling on your calendar, like, this is going to be shaky.
No, absolutely.
And you got over it. You're definitely in, like, title-winning form. Like, I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
It's just so sad because City won't drop points, and must be so annoying for you.
The worst part is they didn't even look good against Forest. They didn't. Like, they gave up so many chances. They may not have let the shot, but Chris Wood should have had, like, 3 goals in that game. And do you see that tweet you see that tweet that's circling around? With him going
in 2012.
Whatever. Like,
what happened in 2012? I didn't see it.
When City won the league in that Aguero moment, he tweeted out, City.
Fucking bitch.
Ooh.
Yep. He was kind of explained a little bit. No. Chris Wood.
He's number one up.
Best striker in the Premier
League. He's number one up. I hate him. Like, oh my God. Whatever. It's fine. I don't know who they're playing next, but hopefully we get a result.
Who's City?
Yeah.
City, their next game is against Wolves, and then Fulham, and then Spurs, and then West Ham.
Who's an Arsenal player that's on Wolves that can score?
Wolves can pull a result. City always dominate Wolves.
Bro, a little Wangy Chan hat trick, I'll take it.
Yeah, De Bruyne against Wolves is always different.
They've been bad, though, guys. Like, not bad, but ever since
they're home to Wolves as well.
Yeah, I don't know. They like.
But Forest, then they go to Craven Cottage. Craven Cottage could be a little bogey.
I know. I was looking at that game too. I know.
And then they play Spurs. I don't know if that's home or away, but they play Spurs. And then I think they go to London Stadium.
Bro, Spurs is so huge, bro. Spurs is so huge.
But again, like, I'm like, if they have top 4 or 5 wrapped up, it's like, How hard are they going to want to beat City?
Bro, there's no way. They're just going to lie. That, like, oh my God. Oh, I really hate the Prem. It's so dumb.
Maybe West Ham will give it a good go because you're going to try to win Declan Rice, the Prem.
I literally hate you. But yeah, no. And Liverpool's dropped more points, eh?
Liverpool are done. It's over now.
Like, if it wasn't done already, it's certainly done now.
It was done when they lost against Everton.
Liverpool played like they know their title hopes are over.
Yeah. It's like they didn't even look like they were envious of it.
Yeah. They're the Arsenal of last year. For real.
I think a little bit worse.
It's weird. Like, Salah not even starting in a game this big.
We need to talk about that altercation with Klopp.
Yeah, it was weird.
We need to talk about that altercation because he's obviously pissed off that he didn't start this game. And he's getting ready to come on. And then Klopp goes to give him like a dap up and hug like he does to all his substitutes. But Salah doesn't go in for the hug. Jurgen, being a little sensitive to that, kind of tries to say something to Salah and then walks away. But Salah's like, nah, square up then. And then they get separated. And then he comes on and sinks it up. So,
can you blame him? Why is Harvey Elliott starting?
Because Salah's form has been poor recently. I personally, like, in this situation, I'm taking Klopp's side.
Well, hey.
He's the manager at the end of the day. Yeah. He knows what's best for the team. And if you're on the bench, don't start bitching.
No, that's fair.
Because it's just a result of your poor performances.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. I don't know. They did a lot of rotation though. Like, it was Gomez, Nunez, Salah, Szoboszlai all on the bench. And I know Konate has been playing. He has been now, but Kwanzaa came back in.
Tough scene for sure.
No, absolutely.
Arne Slot confirmed.
Arne Slot.
What do you think?
Good call, Jew. Good call.
No idea.
I've
never seen his team play once.
No opinion on him. That's whatsoever.
What do you think, Julian?
We did a little bit of research into Arne Slot. I guess I produced that TikTok, so I did a little bit of research into Arne Slot last week. And what I can tell is that he seems like the best option in a diluted manager market for Liverpool. That's what this seems like. If like a Xabi Alonso was on the market, if even like an Ancelotti was on the market, if like just like even like a Nagelsmann was on the market, those are probably all more appealing options to Liverpool. But, you know, they don't really work out. So Arne Slot is kind of seems like a left field appointment to us. But the more I looked into it, the more I was like, okay, like I see the vision for Liverpool. Plays a very similar style of football at Ajax. Very counter-pressing, very fast in possession, very high intensity. Very similar, like I said in the TikTok last week, a carbon Kloppy of Jurgen Klopp.
Does he complain all the time like Klopp too?
From what I've seen in interviews and how he's described, he seems a little more bubbly.
Okay, good.
More of like a Sheps kind of personality.
Oh my god, some personality. Thank god.
He seems a little bit warmer. He seems like an excellent man manager. And from what I can tell on all accounts, the Feyenoord players, no matter how young they are, he galvanized them in a way where they really want to win for him. So they're just playing good football, a good man manager. The only big question mark for Arne Slot is, how does it translate to the top level of football and the pressure of English football? You know, even Erik ten Hag, who was a bigger Dutch managerial prospect than Arne Slot, came over to the Prem, and even he's still struggling. So how is that going to translate?
But it's two different styles of football.
It's two very different styles of football.
The Dutch league plays completely different football than the Premier League. And
plus the...
I like to see how he's going to transition into...
The players on Liverpool fit his style much better than when Ten Hag came in. So I think it's a little bit of an unfair comparison because the former has more of a rebuild to do. But I'm pretty excited. I think like this is either going to go really well or really badly. So either way, it'll be very entertaining for Liverpool next year.
The one thing is, if it does go really badly, I do feel as though the board needs to support it regardless. Because
that's what I didn't even, yeah.
If you remember, before Klopp, there was a lot of managers that failed at Liverpool.
Yeah. I mean, like, what if in a year's time, Xabi Alonso expresses interest and he's available? You know, even if Slot is doing, like, not amazing but decent, then, like, what do you do?
No, I still think you stick because a project takes time. We all know this. Look at Arsenal. Everyone was saying Arteta out. Now no one wants him out. So...
Yeah.
Just trust the process. With every rebuild, you need to trust the process. It's not going to happen overnight.
I think this appointment opens up the door for Xabi Alonso to go to Real Madrid next summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I also think that's why he stayed. Because is Ancelotti leaving this season or no? He's not, right?
Not this season, but in like a year's time, you could see it, maybe.
I also think that's why he stayed. Because
he's getting up there.
Yeah. If he had gone, if Xabi Alonso had gone, then... It would have been Liverpool. Maybe he doesn't want to manage Liverpool. He just wants to go straight to Madrid. So with that in mind, he said, okay, Ancelotti's not leaving, so I'll just stay. Or else I'm stuck with Liverpool. Not that it's a bad thing. Just who would you rather manage, let's be honest here.
Right.
Yeah, man. I'm a big fan of Arne Slot. A lot of bald awareness at the top of the Premier League next season. It's going to be entertaining.
My manager could never. He's too cute for that.
I said he's a good like young manager prospect, and Antoine goes, young? This brother has no hair.
You didn't include that.
I didn't include it because like it would...
It doesn't flow. No, I get it. It doesn't flow well with the...
Yeah. You had to like repeat yourself. After. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing I want to say about Prem before we can go into some Champions League previews is I want to give a big shout out to my personal favorite Premier League team.
This is coming.
AFC Bournemouth have
play around with that.
You know, broken their points record, and I think that's very, very, very good. And we need to give them the utmost flowers. And
they won, what, like 3-0 against Brighton?
3-0 against Brighton.
In shambles.
This season. Brighton downfall, man. It's serious.
Yeah. I think it's just a sign of how good Bournemouth are, you know? I think that's really what we I think it's really what it comes down to. Anyway, big up Bournemouth. And big up Ipswich.
Big up Bournemouth.
Big Ipswich game tomorrow. Oh my god. Big Ipswich game tomorrow.
Let's jump into the Champions League preview, boys. All right.
Let's do it.
How are we feeling, first of all, Antoine, about this week coming up? I assume you're a little nervous.
Nervous, yeah. Also hopeful, because we're not, let's be honest, we're not playing the best team in the tournament.
Yeah.
But precautious, because they still made the semifinal of the Champions League.
Of course. Of course. And Dortmund are a lot better in the Champions League, too.
Oh, yeah. Also, Blake, they lost 4-1 against Leipzig this weekend.
I want your opinion on this, Blake, because you are kind of the opinion that PSG should kind of breeze this.
I don't think they should breeze it. I was a little bit mad when I said all these things. I think they should win, and I think they're the better team, and I think that's evident. And I think they have a better manager, and I think their star quality is so much better this season. And I think they have a better goalie, and I think their defense is stronger, and I think they're in better form. All the signs point to PSG winning. That's not how these things work. Like you said, Dortmund are better in the Champions League than they have been in the Bundesliga this season. Did you say they lost 4-1 this weekend?
They did to Leipzig.
Hmm.
But low-key, like, you always, I don't know, I think football is so interesting in that sense where form kind of goes out the window in a lot of occasions. Like in a final like this, in a semifinal like this, like form often goes out the window. It doesn't really matter. Like the big games, form can kind of dissipate into what the reality of the meaningfulness of the game is. So I think you guys should do it. I think it's going to be tough either way because, you know, you guys have both been planning for this game for how long? Since the draw has been set, right?
Yeah.
You just got to execute.
It's a rematch of what we saw in the group stage because they were in our group.
Right.
And when we went to the yellow wall, it was 1-1. And at our stadium, it was 2-0. So in aggregate in the group stage, we beat them.
But interestingly,
completely different game now.
I'm just looking at the injury list right now. Daniel Malin and Sebastian Haller are looking likely to miss the first leg. Been some of their best players this season.
Who plays up top then?
Matt Hummels also dealing with a calf injury.
Who plays up top then?
I think they do false nine type of thing with Julian Brandt and Marco Reus.
Fair, fair.
Also Ian Madsen, don't underestimate.
Yeah, he's been pretty good.
Do you think Kimpembe will be back?
If no, he's not going to be back.
Yeah,
even if he was, I don't think I'd want him to start.
Yeah,
I think we do. I think we have our starting 11. Enrique doesn't like to admit that we have a set starting 11 because he's kind of like Pep, where he does rotate quite a bit.
Mm.
But Donnarumma in net, Hakimi, Marquinhos, Hernandez, Nuno Mendes, Vitinha, I guess Ruiz because that's just what he rocks with.
Yeah,
Zaire Emery, and then Barcola, Dembele, Mbappe.
Valid. Yeah. Yeah. And then let me see the Dortmund lineup. This will be interesting. Sorry. 4-1 loss to Leipzig is kind of insane. Yeah, they're pretty even on the stats. Yeah, they'll roll with Adeyemi. Fulkrug is probably going to be their striker. Who's pretty good. Sancho bagged a goal for them this weekend. Fucking dickhead. yeah. I'm looking at it right now. They're
exactly, and you go no, PSG should win this game and win the tie.
It'd be a disappointment if they don't win.
Combined 11.
We can do a combined 11.
I think it's Donnarumma in net, left back is Nuno Mendes, center backs are Marquinhos and it's close, but probably Hummels. I'd probably give it to Hummels. He's been good this year. Okay. Yeah. Right back is Hakimi. The midfield three is probably Zaire Emery.
Vitinha, Zaire Emery, and Brandt.
Zaire Emery.
Vitinha. Yeah, Brandt's probably the only one that makes it
Vitinha,
in.
Vitinha, Brandt.
On the right side, you can make an argument for Adeyemi. But
over Dembele?
But Ousmane Dembele does give him like a good, good shot. I'd probably still go Ousmane Dembele, to be honest.
Yeah.
On the left, is Mbappe going to be down the middle or on the left, Antoine?
He's going to be...
You kind of play without a middle. Striker.
He's going to start in the middle. Yeah, we don't play with a striker. Dembele is the one that kind of plays more central.
Yeah.
So he's going to start in the middle, but he's going to be drifting from the left.
So let's say from there, because let's say Barcola listed on the left. So him compared to Sancho, goddamn mid off. I'd give it to
what?
Sancho.
Mid off? Jesus Christ. You over
Barcola's
a
good
little
young
player,
but he's like 18.
I just said he's a decent little player, but Antoine overrates him.
I'd give it to Sancho there on the left.
Barcola or Martinelli, Antoine? I knew you were going to do this. Dude, I literally knew you were going to do this.
The hesitation is a crime.
I knew he was going to do this. I knew you were going to say Barcola. I knew you wanted to say Barcola.
It's just
like, you're so stupid. Oh,
Barcola
my God.
Or Rashford?
This is why I was so mad.
Huh?
Barcola.
Oh, Barcola.
Barcola or Garnacho?
Barcola. Barcola's
hey, you know what? Maybe in this tie,
we need to protect Barcola with all our power.
Respectfully, no, I've never seen Barcola finish a ball before. Give me Garnacho,
bro.
He
scored against.
For purpose of this experiment,
Champions League, great finish. he can shoot the ball.
For purpose of this experiment,
bro, like so. This is what I'm saying. Look at their. Oh my God! Look at their fucking journey to the. Sociedad, a struggling Barca team, and fucking.
First of all, it was not
Dortmund.
A struggling Barca
me?
Team. It's a Barca team that caught form in the right moment and that were good.
All
it
right.
was not a struggling
so,
Barca team whatsoever.
So Antoine, basically,
and I'm
Dortmund,
taking that run. Sorry.
Go Dortmund ahead. Get have like three players in your in a combined 11 between you and them.
Yeah, no, we should win. Absolutely, we should win.
But it will be.
But tough. All this fluky, all this lucky draw, all this. Sure, it's valid, but we deserve it because for the last however many years we've had the toughest draws, and that's a fact.
Fuck, you're going to Signal Iduna Park for the first leg as well.
Blood money wasn't enough for you.
Did you hear? Off topic.
Winning's not for everyone, Blake.
I heard that QSI, that Qatar, is looking to buy a team in the CPL.
Our CPL?
Did you hear about this? Yeah, the Canadian Premier League.
Oh.
They want to buy a team in. They want to found a team in Quebec.
Oh, never mind. I don't. Ew, no.
Sign me up.
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
Bro, if we get blood money in the CPL. Oh, my God, bro.
I can't wait for a 40-year-old fucking Declan Rice to come to the Quebec Nordiques, bro. Like, fuck. That's crazy. That's funny.
Okay. Anyways.
What's... and then, obviously, the other final is really exciting. Really, really exciting. Like, the other one, yours is exciting too, but this one for the neutrals.
It's a cute little semifinal, but the big one is the one happening tomorrow. It's
yes.
Bayern Munich against Real Madrid.
Yes. Let's go fucking Real. Beat those bitches, those fucking German cunts.
I'm rooting for Bayern.
See, like,
I'm literally never rooting
for PSG ever again. I literally have
why would
never
I want,
been on
why
your
would
side
I want
ever
better
again.
Team, why would I want the better team to go through in the final, Blake?
Bro, fuck Bayern.
Valid
like,
point.
The,
valid
bro,
point, then.
I'm not having Harry Kane win no trophies, bro. That fucking scumbag.
So you want revenge on Bayern for last year?
And my whole life as an Arsenal fan. Fuck.
Bro, Real Madrid versus PSG. Tell me that wouldn't be box office in the
yes.
final, bro.
That is the best headline out of all
yes.
the possible finals.
Yes,
I would love that.
Yes,
PSG versus Bayern. That. Like, that's cool. We've seen it in recent years. Like, we've seen it.
Do you
a
know
lot.
The amount of times we've seen it?
We saw it last year.
13,
we saw 14. It in 2021. We saw it
yeah,
in 2020. We saw it a few years.
We see it every year.
Yeah,
bro, I just want Real Madrid to make it to the final. And absolutely run through PSG and life is good.
Whoa.
Life is good.
I would like to see PSG win it. I actually want to see PSG win it.
I did for a little bit until
I want Mbappe's last game on PSG to win them the fucking Champions League. And then maybe he's like, hey, you know what? I don't need this Galacticos shit. And then he stays. That'd be pretty cool.
Nah, I don't want him to stay. If he wins the Champions League.
You see, he needs
I worded that wrong. I do want him to stay. But if he wins the Champions League, it's better for him if he doesn't stay.
Right.
Am I wrong? Blake?
I'm done. I'm okay.
No. Am I wrong, Blake?
I'm good. I'm good.
Am I wrong, Blake?
I don't watch Mbappe. This is your thing. No. Sure, for his career, like, but you said you're just
I just worded it wrong. I do want him to stay. Obviously I want him to stay. He's our best fucking player.
Okay.
But era's come to an end, and I know I've accepted him leaving for the past like 2 years. Every single
shut up.
It's my favorite saying.
Every single year there's rumors of him leaving the club. By this point, I'm numb to it. I don't care. I've accepted that he's gonna leave the club at some point. If he wins the Champions League this season, he's gonna leave. And for his career's sake, because I love the player, it would be better for him to leave. Because he already achieved what the maximum you can achieve at PSG is.
Fair.
No. Okay. Shall we do a little...
You're just mad he's not going to Arsenal, Blake.
See, it's just little shots like this. Like, bro, get ready to get fucking done out by Dortmund, and then you're gonna be crying yourself to sleep.
Or just not, though.
Can't fucking wait. Anyway.
Same way you were crying as Bayern?
You're actually such a dickhead.
It's all love.
You set him up, Blake. Like, you threw the alley. You just ooped it.
Bro, shut the fuck up. Like, I can't even see you down at sixth place. Like, enough talking, bro. Fuck.
Bro, I'm numb to the pain. You can't hurt me, buddy.
That's crazy.
Insult me all you want, buddy. But, like...
That's funny.
Bro, even if you do your fucking little chant, like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Anyways,
well, I'm not
Let's do combined 11 with Bayern and Real Madrid. Let's give our predictions, and then let's hop this thing off.
Give me Lunin.
Sure.
Give me Lunin.
No.
Lunin's not playing anymore. Eric, Kepa's back.
Kepa's
playing? Oh, is he?
Kepa's back.
Are you sure they don't?
No, but
will they not stay
Lunin? He's going to start Lunin.
Kepa just played against Real Sociedad. And maybe that means Lunin does start because he did rest a few players.
Yeah, no, I think Lunin starts. Yeah.
I say it's Lunin. Yeah. But no, obviously it's Neuer.
I think Lunin deserves to start, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, he deserves.
I think either way, it's Neuer.
Yeah, Neuer.
Yeah, it's Neuer. It's just Neuer.
Yeah. Right back, Kimmich?
No, Carvajal. What?
Carvajal's better than Kimmich?
Did you see the performance he put up against City?
Yo, like,
he was cool.
You didn't watch the game, so no.
Did you see the performance that fucking Kimmich, he scored, did he not score the goal?
He scored the winning goal.
He scored the winning goal to get them third.
Depends what you want from your right back.
Bro, it's Kimmich.
Dude, how are you just putting Carvajal, like,
we're not saying it's easy.
We talked about how good Carvajal was. We talked about how he's not a household name, but he's always consistent. We've had this conversation before.
He's one of the most underrated right backs of all time.
It's Kimmich, brother.
It's Kimmich.
Okay, take Kimmich.
It's Kimmich. Center backs, man, I don't know. Militao and Fernandez. I don't love that.
Yeah, it's Real center backs, I think.
Yeah.
It's Rudiger. Rudiger's one of them.
Yeah, Rudiger.
And then
Militao back.
I throw De Ligt in there. They play a three back. They play a three back, Bayern. So depends how you want to see it. I'd go Rudiger and De Ligt.
Sure.
Personally. Sure. Left back is Alphonso Davies.
Yeah.
Right Antoine.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Moving on. midfield three of Bellingham, Musiala, and Valverde.
Yeah. Valverde.
Yeah. And front three of Vinny, Kane, Rodrigo.
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go.
But Sané can just turn up at any moment.
Sané can just turn up in any
moment. Again, it's different. In these competitions, you like the dynamicness, but in the league, you want consistency. Yeah. But in the Champions League, you do like the dynamicness of players, so that's fair.
Also, shout out to Arda Güler, because he's going to be in these conversations soon. Just you wait. Scored in his first start for Real Madrid at the weekend, yeah.
Wow.
Good little player, him.
What an achievement.
Dude, like, Turkish fans are, like, fucking insane. Because I think the announcement, the here we go from Fabrizio Romano, that Arda Güler was going to Real Madrid, got, like, almost as many likes on Twitter than Messi going to Inter Miami or Ronaldo going to Al Nassr, like, that kind of level.
What?
Like, one of his most liked posts is for Arda Güler, bro. It's insane.
Wow.
But, yeah. Big shout out to him. And predictions? I think Madrid go through.
It's at the Allianz Arena, right?
First leg is at the Allianz, correct.
Yeah, I think Madrid.
Yeah, Madrid should win it. 2-1.
I want and need a Madrid PSG final. I need
it. Yeah, it'd be fun. That'd be fun.
I need it.
We have to watch that together, anyways, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, good little episode there, boys. Mm-hmm. I was going to throw in a little FPL roundup, but we do have to get to TikToks. The TLDR is I'm fucking cooking right now.
Okay. Are you though?
I am cooking. I'm on 60 points, bro. I've got like my biggest green arrow of the season.
Wow.
I got Vardiol in there for a 15 pointer.
Bro, low key, you know? Like, FPL's done out, guys. Antoine came in first. You came second.
Why
I came third.
Didn't you wild card, Blake? Why didn't you wild card?
Vardy 15 pointer. Wow, it's fine.
Yeah. Anyways,
like, everyone that wildcard just has the same team in it.
I know, it's very similar. You have such a bigger budget than me, though, Antoine.
Do like, I actually? Because I wanted even more. I wanted Dalot and.
Because where you can have Bruno in your team, I can only afford Garnacho. Like literally, you have like 3 mil extra to play with.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I also wanted Dalot over Maguire, but. Had to settle for Mag.
Yeah, Maguire's an interesting pick, but yeah.
This is a cheap enabler, isn't it?
Yeah, fair. Anywho, good episode, boys.
Yeah.
We got Tottenham versus Chelsea on Thursday as well. That'll be an interesting game. And we'll come and talk about it hopefully next Monday with all four of us, hopefully, crossing our fingers.
For 49 hopefully. And 50, Miles is there for both.
There you go.
Please. Please, we need to figure out like a time, even if it's like a Sunday night, something like outrageously late.
Yeah.
Like we need to just figure out like a time where all of us are like, pod now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Anywho. Good episode, boys. And another good week of footy coming ahead. I hope everyone listening has an amazing time watching it. We'll be back in a week. And with that being said, boys.
We out.
See ya.
See everybody.